Good morning. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us. It's Tuesday, October the 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. Trust that you had a wonderful season of rest and you're ready and rearing to go to tackle this brand new day. Let us go to the Lord in prayer, and we shall proceed on our way once we engage and check in, so to speak, with Him. Father, we do thank You once again. Our hearts are filled with praise and with joy and thanksgiving. We have so much that we owe to You for Your goodness and Your mercy towards us. Even when we are out of line, You're forever constant and able and willing to bless us. It's because of Your great love that we have this privilege. On this day, we thank You. You woke us up. And Father, You watched over us. You and the hosts of heaven guarded us while we slept. There are things that occur that we know nothing about, not aware of. And that's because You're gracious to us. You kept the enemy at bay. You circumscribed a place of protection and safety for us, such that we are totally oblivious to the details, but we know that it was You that brought us through, that kept us, that watched over us. So we thank You on this day for who You are. We give You all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory from hearts that are truly grateful. We thank You for establishing us in righteousness, the righteousness of Your Son, Jesus Christ. How He had laid Himself down, His life, just for all of us, each of us. And so now we enjoy Your forgiveness, and we thank You for forgiving us for our trespasses and our sins. All those things that had beset us, that we've been tripped up by, but now You've causing us to stand because You've applied Your blood according to Your word to us, each of us, for cleansing. This day is a brand new day. Thank You for the mercies that are attached, that come with this day. We bless Your name. We pray today that someone somewhere would have a divine, supernatural encounter with You in a special way that would change and transform them for all eternity. We thank You now, and we give You the praise. And I believe we all could say amen and amen. Well, it's Tuesday morning, and we thank you for joining us. Do want to apologize for yesterday. We did not send out a notice, but we took a much-needed break on yesterday, given the opportunity that it was some kind of holiday. It was Columbus Day, and of course we miss every time that we miss you and miss our encounter with the Lord in this setting whenever we are off and not on. So, but we are happy to be back today, so we thank you for joining us, and we want you to feel welcome and to feel free to participate. I would like to share with you, just for a quick minute, some technicalities that I think would be helpful to us in having us be totally and fully aware of what God is doing. I would say more than a year ago, God spoke to my heart about establishing this prayer cast with a specific objective in mind, and that was to take our anointing and our ministry far and wide to touch those who are not as privileged as we are to have the blessing and the comfort, level of comfort that we have, with all the understanding and grace and ministry and teaching that we receive. And so thus the name of the program is Global Time with Christ Jesus. And that's not an accident. That was intentional. I said, global? He said, yeah. Global Time with Christ Jesus. And I pondered this for some time and actually began set up about a year ago, well, in November. I think November 8th would be our day when we established this by God's grace. And then we didn't go on air until a couple of months later as we begin to familiarize ourselves with what it is that we needed to do. Thus, the program, Global Time with Christ Jesus. Now, I thank God for all of us because we are people that enjoy praying, having an encounter with the Lord on behalf of ourselves and others, keeping the enemy at bay, putting him to flight. That's wonderful. And that's what this program is designed to do by the grace of God and has been doing it successfully so. Since we have begun, there has been tens of thousands, and I would love for you to really lock in on these facts and be aware of them, because you're part of it. You're making it possible. Tens of thousands of people have logged in to our prayer cast. Now notice, it's called, I use the term, and you've heard me doing this before, it's called a prayer cast. It's not a prayer line. Although many of us have used and been involved with prayer lines, this is quite different. This is all of what a prayer line is and so much more in terms of its reach, its power to reach. And so I would like us to enjoy the shift that God has done in causing this prayer cast to exist. That's a shift. And this has global reach. Anyone, any part of the planet Earth with access to the internet can reach us. Anyone, anywhere. That's important for us to internalize. So that's what is happening on a day-to-day basis as we are on our prayer cast. People are accessing the prayer cast any time of the day or night, while you're asleep, while I'm asleep. people are finding us and what we have done and what God has done on a particular prayer cast. And that's powerful. And that is why, with that in mind, that is why there are certain procedures that we are involved in relative to this prayer cast. Now, the difference, again, between an internet prayer cast and a prayer club, if you will, or if you know, prayer line, and we have friends that have, you know, for example, the Dynamic Prayer Cloud, Prayer Club, that's a prayer line. But that's much more limited and relatively exclusive compared to what we do. So we are out on the internet, we are out on Facebook, we are out on Twitter, and we're being seen, and we're getting hits all the time. People are viewing our profile and all of that. So maybe this is the first time I'm taking time to explain this in detail. So what we're on now is quite different in every way from a prayer line, which we're commonly familiar with. So it's for that reason that we do what we do, or there is an etiquette attached to what we do. And it's interacted, so there are things that you can do to interact with our prayer cast. For example, if you would like to be heard, in other words, if you want to be other people to know you're on, well, then you press 1 on your phone, the button 1, and we'll see that, and you'll be on live. Doesn't mean that you have to say something, but if you want to be on live, I want to make that clear. If you want to people to know you're on there, others, you want to make a comment, or you want to say an amen, your line would need to be open, and so you press 1. On your phone, like someone just did, a couple of people, and you can be heard. However, to whom much is given, much is required, and we do appreciate your participating. But also on your phone, there's a mute button. Most folks have them anyway, that you can use. So if you're going to generate some noise, you know, because you're preparing to go to work, you're washing the dishes, or you're doing whatever, those noises distort our signal. So if you're going to do that, well, you can just press the mute button, and we won't hear that. And the reason that is not something that should be heard is because, as we said earlier, people are accessing this prayer cast all over the world. Quite different from a prayer line. This is a prayer cast or a broadcast on the internet. So God has given us tremendous reach and privilege, and that's what we're involved in. And so we're also paying for the privilege, by the way, and that's something that I usually, I'm mentioning this for the first time. We're actually paying for the privilege of what we do. We're paying for it, and so we want to have it come forth in excellence. So you can help us by being aware. And I do apologize if I've never explained this in detail. We're having so much fun doing it that we didn't. There was an oversight. So now you know what it is exactly we're doing. We're reaching the ends of the earth. Thousands of people are dialing in while we sleep. They have their smartphones, they have their computers, they're logging on, and we were able to track and trace all of that. That's why I can give you specifics, because this is different than if you're listening to a radio program. They have to estimate how many people are here. Every single person that logs on leaves a trace, and we were able to see it. Praise the Lord. So perhaps you didn't know the scope of what we're doing. Now you do, and you can pass the word. So simply, you know, hit the button that says one, and you can be heard, you know. And you can do that just before, just after you sneeze, which happens with me. Sometimes the sneeze is coming, and I can't hit my button to silence that so you don't hear that. But all of our programs are recorded. This is different from a prayer line. It's recorded and then placed in an archive. And that's how people have 24/7 access to it. So you can come back, you yourself can come back anytime to our program, to the prayer cast today. In fact, just minutes after this prayer cast, you can log on again and hear it all over again because it's recorded. Ooh. A prayer line does not have that capability. So God has you and I reaching and touching lives far and wide. And not just people. We have other what we would call internet blogs are following us. Other broadcasts are following our broadcast. People look us up, and I guess we get inspiration, and sometimes they leave a comment and so on, blessing us. But they have their own program, and they're listening to ours. All right, so much for the technique. Now, if you'd like to respond to what I've just said, or you have a question, please press 1 on your phone, and you'll be on live. You can ask the question, and hopefully be blessed with an answer. But it's simple as that. It's very, very simple. But it's not a prayer line, although, you know, you'll hear people referring to it as prayer line. No, that's very limited compared to what we do. So if you have a question, once again, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on today. If you have a question about anything that I've said, I would like to take the opportunity to clear it up today. So that going forward, we're all on the same page and we know what's going on. We're doing enhancements to the prayer cast in order to increase our participation across the globe by reaching others. And again, you are part of that. So if you have a prayer request, or a question, you can just press 1 on your phone, and you're on live. You'll be heard. And if you have a prayer request, now is a good time to insert that. Make it known. Scripture says, "We receive not because we ask not." Welcome to all of you, and I'd like to take us to a portion of Scripture concerning and encouraging us individually, collectively, in what God has us doing. Now, in today's modern society, it's a common requirement during the course of any day to have to swipe a credit or debit card in order to complete a business transaction. A previously established password is usually required. It's all about having access to an account that has been established by you in your name. And nothing can stop you from having access because your name is on the account. And all the authority associated with that account is yours. We have been given authority and power over all the power of the enemy. That is good. However, the fact that our names are on the books in heaven is the greatest reason to rejoice. And that was Jesus' idea in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 through 20. Matthew chapter 18. I'm reading from the Amplified Version, if you will. Truly I tell you, whenever you forbid and declare to be, I'm sorry, let me read that again. And this is Jesus speaking. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered, drawn together as my followers in my name, there I am in the midst of them. That was true the moment when Jesus said it, and it's still true right now. And what makes this powerful is seen in verse 20. For wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. In other words, the presence of the Lord is what makes all that was said, verse 18 and 19, possible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, today we want to bring some requests to the Lord. And once again, you're welcome to voice your prayer request. Simply press 1 on your phone, the button 1, and you're on live with us. We'll be able to hear you. Everyone else will be able to hear you across the earth. So you have a reach that's far and wide, tens of thousands, and that's what we're talking about. We want to pray today for two pastors that are in bereavement and are experiencing quite a bit of grief. We want to pray for a pastor, Dr. Mamie Bridgefort, who two members of her church, people that she works closely with and is closely associated with. They weren't simply visitors or lost in the crowd. These were active individuals in her flock. These two members have passed on last Saturday, I believe. Sometime early in the day, they passed in a fire that occurred here in our community. And so, for any shepherd to lose someone or more under those conditions, it's extremely difficult. Because that pastor is a shepherd over the flock, and he knows, or she knows, each one of the sheep intimately. So these two people, it was a mother and a daughter. The daughter was, I don't know, 20 or something like that, and the mother, of course, was up in age, and they perished in the fire. My wife and I spent some time with Dr. Mitchford on Sunday afternoon, went to visit with her and to bring in comfort that it was possible for us to do. We don't have, excuse me, any arrangements at this point, but I'm sure we'll be updated as is necessary, and we'll do anything that we can to serve them and to bring comfort and encouragement to Dr. Bridgeford and her congregation. We want to pray for them, even now. We also want to pray for Pastor Alan Guevara and his wife. They lost a niece, or she went to be with the Lord. I don't know the circumstances, but I received a text on very early this morning. And so we want to pray for them. Father, we thank you for these men and women of God. We thank you for them. They are your servants. We bless them even on this day. We bless them. We send you a word of peace and strength and encouragement. We thank you that you're there, that we can call on you. When we're feeling down, feeling pressures of circumstances, Father, comfort these ministers. Comfort them, even now, in their heartbreak and in their grief. Strengthen them. We pray for their assemblies, that they would be even stronger because of what has happened. They would even be closer to each other. They would embrace each other the more. They would flock together in the name of Jesus, that good, great good, your good, would come out of these events.
Yes.
Help them to lay hold of hope in you like never before. Bless them today. Show them the way. May all their needs be met by Christ Jesus. We thank you for them on this day, that they have the comfort and the peace like only you can give. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for, you know, when I ask God to do something, and when we ask God to do something, we want to be sure to give Him thanks, particularly when we are actually able to witness Him answering our prayer. On Saturday, we convened the prayer breakfast, even though it rained quite a bit. It did not dampen our spirits. We showed up, and it was great. We were encouraged by what transpired. We were encouraged to go forth, to stay on course, with the Lord and in the Lord. We are encouraged to continue to pray for the change that we desire to see, the change that God desires to orchestrate in our communities, in our lives, and in the lives of our families. So I said all that to say that our prayers for the prayer breakfast that was on Saturday, as part of the Pray for Newark Network, well, they were answered. And I know that I've been moved and challenged. I took up a project that's been languishing and waiting for me to be involved in. I took it up. I was so encouraged. And I'm moving that along. And you'll hear more about that in time to come, soon. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, the prayer cast is available. If you have a prayer request or a prayer report, just press the button on your phone, and your line will be live. It's very simple, very straightforward, and you will be heard. Welcome, and you're on live.
Hello, good morning, Pastor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome.
I'm just calling in so that we can have prayer for Sister Malika's baby. I think he's still in the hospital and has some problem with his breathing. And we just want to lift him up in prayer this morning.
Okay, let's do that. I've received in my spirit that we're going to pray, but my thoughts concerning that, based on what I've received in my spirit, is that he's going to be fine. God is working. God is working on his pipes. He's going to spread the word. Praise God, Father. We thank you for the child that you've given to Malika and her husband and the family, and of course to our community. We thank you for him. And Father, we are confident that you didn't bring him this far to abandon him. So Lord, we are looking forth and forward to the testimony of his complete recovery. Thank you for his medical team, for their hands and their hearts and minds that are attuned on how to minister to this child's needs, so that he will come forth completely delivered and strong, free from childhood diseases, and grow up to become a man of God placed in the earth to be an extraordinary blessing to all whom he encounters for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for that thoughtful prayer request. I would like us, God bless you. I would like us to pray for the two churches that are associated with us, that have sprung out of our roots, if you will, that are located in Georgia, in particular in Marietta, and it's pastored by Dr. Afolake Awiale, and the Richland Gospel Tabernacle that's located in Richland, Georgia, way out in the boonies. And we're looking to go there. We're looking to go there sometime, hopefully, between now and the end of the year. And we are asking for prayer because we want to be able to clear our schedule and our lists of to-dos or projects so that we can make that trip. But they have requested that we come down, and we'd like to go down there and be a blessing to them. They're looking forward to seeing us. In fact, one of our godchildren is graduating in December, so she has prevailed upon us, and we would like to go for her graduation as well. So pray for us, and let us pray for those two churches. Pastor Annie West is doing a tremendous job down there, and so is Dr. Falake Awoyale. Father, we thank you for Christ the Light Church and for the Richland Gospel Tabernacle. We thank you for those two tender plants that you have established using these two leaders, these two pastors, and you've given them the strength and the stamina to endure all that comes on the plate of a church planter and pastor. And they're being successful because of you. We thank you for the vision that you've given to them and how it's becoming a reality. Continue to bless them. Continue to enrich the territory in which they're located with the gospel, with the good news. Continue to bring the light that penetrates the darkness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Richland Gospel Tabernacle has purchased a piece of land in downtown Richland. And actually, they are just about to completely pay it off. I think it cost them $30,000 or something like that. And the last time I spoke with Pastor West, they just going to need, I think, $4,000 to pay it off or something like that. But that's the land on which they hope to build a sanctuary. And so that is why we're to keep them instant and upgraded in prayer as God moves among them. Pastor West is doing an extraordinary job down there. They know about her in that neck of the woods. They know about her. Everybody knows about her because she is taken on without reservation. And those who know Annie West know that she's a bold soldier. We thank God for her. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, the time is moving, and you still have the opportunity to give a praise report or make a prayer request, and you simply press the button on your phone, and you'll be on this prayer cast live. You'll be able to be heard by people far and near, and this may be an excellent opportunity for you to walk in serving the people on the earth. And that's what we're trying to do. That's why it's called Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is not as restricted, if you will, as a prayer line. It's a national and international reach, that's what it has, across the earth. Tens of thousands of people have already logged in to our program. Yes, and we're not quite 2 years yet. So we're looking to do even a better job. Well, we want to pray for those that are sick. We know that there may be a couple of our church family that are, I know of one in particular that, well, I know of a couple, but the most recent person was Vivian DeWitt. She was not feeling well, and we want to pray for her. Father, we thank you for Vivian, and we thank you for Michelle and for Etta and all of those that need your strength, that need your presence in their spirits and in their bodies, a healing touch that can only come from you by virtue of the fact that by the stripes that were laid upon our Lord Jesus Christ, that is what provides the healing. So we ask for healing for these persons right now in the name of Jesus. Touch them in their spirit. We speak peace to their spirit. Ban all anxiety. We ban all oppression. And we speak peace. And the fact that you are their healer, we send that word, a word of healing. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people say amen and amen. If you have a comment or a praise report or a prayer request, quickly, we have roughly about 60 seconds, and our time, which is so precious, is expiring. And so I encourage you, just hit the button 1 on your phone, and your line is live. You have control, and so this is highly interactive. It's a little different from what
Pastor
used to. Yes, ma'am.
This is Wanda. I only have a couple of seconds, but could you please just speak a few words over my husband? He woke up this morning not feeling well.
Okay, are you near him?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, put your hand on over his heart. Put your hand his chest, where his heart is. And we're going to pray right now. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your hand has reached and is out, because it's outstretched to touch our brother right now. Father, we know that what he suffers from is not from you. We know it came from the adversary. Father, we pray right now that you would turn this thing around completely for complete healing and recovery in the name of Jesus. Father, bring comfort to his inner man. We speak to his spirit right now. Peace.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we command anxiety to leave. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, for the comfort and the healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. There's someone else that is looking to be heard, and your line is live.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for this day. I will make it brief. I just would like prayer lifted up for my son and his fiance and her family as they continue to grieve for
yes.
tragic passing, and in particular for my son's mind, because he witnessed her tragic death.
Yes. Father, we thank you once again. On behalf of others, we can intercede. Father, we pray right now for this family in Trinidad that has experienced tremendous, tragic events over the last week or two. And we pray, Lord, for all concerned, that your peace would descend like a rain upon them, to bring comfort and encouragement to them, so that they will know that there is loss, but all is not lost, because you are still on the throne, and you care, and you offer compassion and peace, and you identify with their pain. Father, now, we send peace and comfort. We send the soundness of mind.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Bless them. Bless them with that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank you for your patience with us and for joining us on this wonderful Tuesday morning. I trust that this day will be a day of victory for you, even as you go forth boldly with the assurance that God has given to us, that He is with us. A benediction from the Word of God, 1 Peter 4:11. And God in all things, rather, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. If you can receive that, run with it. Praise God. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bring your prayer requests. Bring the praise so we can entertain God's presence. Praise His name.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.